This is Hub Radio.
It is time, as promised, for the first Rookies Corner since the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
this is going exciting. Back to basics.
Yeah, we're taking
take it
you,
away, rookie.
Yeah, we're taking you back to basics this week with what the Rookies Corner was actually meant to do when we first proposed the idea. Because I'm new to the sport, and a couple of our listeners are probably new to the sport as well, I'm going to take you through this week just the basic rules of football and the basic player positions. I'm going to be backed up by Johnny as well.
Yo.
And the even more rookie me.
Yeah, and the even more rookie Matt. Okay, yep. So we're going to start with the basic rules. Let's start with the downs system. Now, downs is another word for plays, basically. So you get four downs when you're on a play. Generally, if you get to the fourth down, you have to make 10 yards. You have to go 10 yards in those four plays. You have to go 10 yards. And if you can reach those, then it resets. If you can reach 10 yards, it resets. So you'll have first and 10 up in the top corner when you're watching an NFL game. That's first down with 10 yards to go. And if they don't make 10 yards, it will go to second and six, for an example. That's what you've got to watch. If they usually, when they get to fourth, they punt it away, which is where the kicker comes onto the field and boots it back down towards the defending team's side, giving them back possession of the ball. And the idea of that is, of course, to drive the give them a longer distance to run. Pretty simple. Fumbles. Now, fumbles are a little bit more complicated to explain. Johnny is probably going to have to back me up here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for
the,
you.
The main rule with fumbles is the ground cannot cause a fumble.
True.
If what is a fumble?
A fumble is basically where the player drops the ball.
Right. Gotcha.
What it is if a player drops the ball is still live. So if the player hasn't been judged down, so if their knees, elbows, or any part of their body has not hit the ground before the ball falls from their hands.
So if they sort of stumble a little bit and the ball bounces off their knee, that's a fumble.
Yes,
however, if they fall onto their knee and it bounces off, it's not a fumble because the player is considered grounded.
Yes.
And the ball is now dead.
Another thing is if a player punches the ball out whilst the person is running, that is still classed as a fumble. This causes
a rush,
fight.
A rush for the ball.
Yeah, a fight for the ball. So the ball is still alive. Anyone can recover it.
And the team that recovers it or picks the ball back up, the team that recovers the ball will be the one that has offensive possession for the next plays.
Yes.
So say an offensive player dropped the ball and the defensive team picked it up, they then have the option to run it. They've now got possession of the ball.
Yeah. And then their offense will come on if they don't run it all the way back.
We'll get to the whole offense-defense thing in a
yes.
bit. Okay, now we're going on to fouls. Fouls is a lot of just general things. It's like football, but it's a lot more complicated. There are so many more things you can do wrong. It's probably more like ice hockey with the fouls. Personal foul, if I'm not mistaken, is a foul against a player.
Yes, this is a case of if a player has been tackled inappropriately or
e.g. grabbed down by the face mask.
Yeah, pulled down by the face mask is a major one. A personal foul face mask is something you'll hear quite a lot. It's where they grab the face mask of the person's helmet and pull them down by that.
Basically leaving them no option but to hit the floor and therefore deaden the play.
Illegal.
Exactly. We've got encroachment, false start and offside, which are all to do before the snap.
Yeah,
the
snap. Line of scrimmage fouls.
Right, the line of scrimmage, as you're looking at an NFL field, the line of scrimmage is where the offensive line is.
What's the snap, sorry?
The snap is where the center, one of the offensive lines.
The center.
The center, that's the one. This is why I'm the rookie. The center basically throws it's when the center throws the ball through his legs to the quarterback who stood behind him, and then the quarterback takes over from there.
And we'll talk about quarterbacks.
Encroachment
and stuff like
that, is where
a defensive player touches an offensive player before the snap. So if a
just touches, he can touch him on the shoulder, he can do anything.
Defensive player, the thing is, at the line of scrimmage, defensive players can move about as much as they like.
Yes.
Offensive players have to stand completely still.
And that takes us lovely into offside, which is, as you said, the defensive line is allowed to move around as much as they like. However, if a defensive linesman crosses the offensive line of scrimmage, crosses onto their side of the pitch, he is offside.
There is also
prior to the snap, he's offside.
Yes, there's also something called neutral zone infraction, which is where a defensive player moves into the space between the two lines before the snap.
Yep.
So if he doesn't cross the line but is in the middle,
that's a neutral zone infraction.
That's neutral zone infraction. Whereas if he goes all the way across the line, that would be offsides.
And moving on quickly from that, we've got the false start, which is very simple. It's basically where an offensive player twitches. But he sort of goes to start and then catches himself from plummeting into the player in front of him, which would probably cause him a lot of damage. But that's considered a false start and the play will restart. We've got pass interference, which can be in two forms. Can be offensive and defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive pass interference is where someone who is trying to pass the ball, which in this case would be the quarterback.
Offensive pass interference is where a wide receiver hinders a
defensive
player, like a cornerback or a safety, from carrying out their assignment to cover them. So if, for example, a wide receiver pushes the defensive player off away from them at the start of their run, that can be seen as offensive pass interference.
Defensive pass interference is the same thing, but the sides are swapped. So say a wide receiver is running down the side and the ball is coming to him, pass interference on the defense would be an infraction which causes the player to be receiving the ball not receiving the ball. So if he gets pushed out of the way as the ball comes to him, or if he gets taken down before the ball gets past him, that's pass interference.
It's really, as always, it's a game of inches. So it's a case of
how close the ball is to the player at the time of the tackle.
It's that sort of thing. I mean, if they're literally just about to catch the ball and they take them down, that's generally okay. But if it's a case of the ball has just been thrown, it's a long one,
and you can see which player it's going for, and you take that player down, that's pass interference.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got holding, which is probably one of the most common penalties in American football.
If not the most common penalty.
It's definitely up there. Holding is just simply where you grab onto a player's jersey and you're trying to pull them back by the jersey rather than actually take them down.
Yeah.
It's usually, that's where pass interference comes from as well. It's someone who's grabbing the wide receiver and pulling him back.
Yeah, you can grab their jersey as long as you let go straight away. If you grab and pull, that will be classed as holding.
Yep.
You get that a lot on the offensive line as well. You can push them away, but you cannot grab hold of their jersey and push them.
Yeah. The last foul we're going to go into today, there are plenty more, but we'll go into those in the coming weeks, is unnecessary roughness, which is just basically if a tackle is considered too hard or grossly inappropriate for the thing, then that's unnecessary roughness. It's if someone punches someone, basically, that's unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, it's using too much force against a player. You generally get this against quarterbacks
where they get sacked.
Yeah, it's more of a case of where a player takes more than two steps to take out the quarterback. That's roughing the passer, which is a form of unnecessary roughness.
Right, and we've also got just another thing there, a sack. If you ever hear the term sack, it's where the ball is snapped back to the quarterback, who is then trying to make a pass downfield, but the defensive line breaks through the offensive line of scrimmage and they take down the quarterback before the ball is passed. That's a sack. They are quite common and it's very, very funny when it happens.
Yes, it is.
It makes me laugh a lot.
So,
moving on to player positions now.
Yeah.
We've got the main one being the quarterback, who is sort of your captain and your playmaker of the offensive line. He doesn't play defensive. He is purely an offensive playmaker. He is the man who will stand at the back, take the ball from the center, and decide run or pass, basically. Yep. And of course, if he's running, he will pass it to the running back.
Yep.
Or he can swap up a pass play. If he goes back to take a pass and he sees all of his receivers are blocked, he will generally run him himself. Alex said earlier, Colin Kaepernick is one of the best at this. It's basically a judgment of the situation and then acting upon it.
He's also the person who receives the plays from the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, the one person who is allowed a headset on the pitch. Then we've got the running back, as I said. If it's a run play, the running back will stand behind the quarterback and he will either duck far right, far left, center right, or
up the gut.
Yeah. Find a seam.
Yeah.
And basically, the quarterback gets the ball, turns around, basically hands it off to the running back, who will then run the ball. Very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got the wide receivers and the receivers, who are the people who receive passes, as you can probably tell by their names. Yes. Wes Welker being one of the best wide receivers at the moment.
And Calvin Johnson Jr.
Exactly. They are wide receivers. Generally, they run right. They're sort of on the touch lines of the pitch. They're running down the outside, and then you've got main receivers in the middle.
Well, you've got slot receivers in the middle, then wide receivers outside. They're all classed as wide receivers. It's just where they line up. So you've got slot receivers who are just off the edge of the line of scrimmage, and then you've got wide receivers who are stood right out, almost on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And what the way they run is called routes or routes, if you're American.
Which most of our listeners probably won't be, but if you are out there, routes. Then and we've also got, we're just going to quickly go into, then you've got the defensive line, which we'll go into in more detail probably next week at some point.
There's a lot
in the rookies
more
corner.
On
there's a lot more on defense, but basically offense and defense are two separate teams within a team.
Yeah.
So you've got your quarterback, your wide receivers and your running backs are on the offensive side. The defensive is sort of,
it's your cornerbacks, your defensive ends, your defensive linemen, your linebackers and your safeties, really. But we'll go into them next week.
We'll go into those next week.
We'll also go into the offensive line at some point as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's been Rookie's Corner for this week. I'm now going to hand over to co-host Hitchens, who is going to take us through the big news stories of the NFL this week.
I'm going to just play a quick little jingle. Thank you very much for that.
No problem.
We don't usually mention this, but you say that you're the rookie, Jack.
I am the rookie.
In fact, that I'm even more rookie than you. I'm the rookie's rookie.
Well, yeah, but I'm the named rookie.
Yeah.
I have the title, the rookie. So
has that taught you something, Matt?
Yes, it has, actually. Thank you very much.
Back to the basics from the Rookie's Corner. Thank you very
much. Thank you very
much. Broadcasting live on 1449 AM and at hubradio.co.uk. Hub Radio.